You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis. I got to tell you, I'm very excited about something I want to tell you guys all about today. And, you know, I've been involved in the most up-to-date type of things in plastic surgery for years and years. And you know, aside from being on the Dr. Oz show and the doctors and a lot of different news programs, whenever there's something new, I like to vet it out first before I would just bring it into the practice and really have a podcast about it, start doing it on patients, and start getting all excited about it. So to be 100% honest with you, I've really been looking into the new kinds of ways to do lifting of the face or making the face look like it's been made more youthful with the least amount of intervention possible. And, you know, we do our fair share here at Davis Cosmetic Plastic Surgery of facelifts. You know, every year we do a lot of facelifts and neck lifts. And you have been asking at younger and younger ages to have something like a facelift. And I'm sure that all of you out there that know me know that I'll most of the time tell you, just don't do it yet when you're as young and you look as unbelievably great as a lot of you do. Because I just don't think it's worthwhile to go through, you know, a surgical procedure when there are other things that could be done to make you look as wonderful as you'd like to look without having a recovery, etc. And that's where the injectables, that's where the radio frequency type of procedures, that's where all of these combination procedures that I've been doing for many, many years come into play. And we're very excited about them, especially when we do it in combination with so many other things. But I have been watching the thread lift procedures. And there have been a lot of threads that are on the market that we've tried out here at the office. They've all been very substantial and very nice, but there has never been anyone that I thought I really wanted to get that behind so that I could come out on a podcast like this or really go crazy about how exciting I thought something was. And I do believe that what I have to tell you today is that product. So let me just give you a little bit of a history. About 10 years ago or so, there was a product that was out on the market called the contour thread lift or procedure. And I was one of the trainers for that procedure. And it really worked well in the hands of plastic surgeons and in people that really did facelifts and understood the surgical aspects of putting something like a suture that had some barbs on them through the skin into deeper tissues to actually lift the face like you would be doing a facelift. Now, it wasn't for everyone. And obviously, if some patients did get that procedure and they weren't a great candidate for it, they didn't have a great result. That's number one. Number two, these contour threads were starting to be used by a lot of people that really didn't have either enough training in them or they weren't surgically trained individuals that really understood the depth at which you needed to put these threads. And because of that, this entire thing was taking off the market, and that was the end of that. Since then, companies have come back onto the market because those threads were permanent. The new industries that have started to make these threads came up with an idea that said, you know what if we make these threads dissolvable? And that way they can hook on to tissue, lift things up and suspend them, but over the course of time, they'll dissolve. And it's going to be a safer version. It won't give patients a lot of problems down the road because over the course of time, they're just going to dissolve. So some of them have really, really sparked so much interest in the media because, and you may have seen photographs of some stars and things like that, that have gotten these little, almost, it almost looks like little darts that are being placed in the neck, in the face, all around the body even. And these types of threads are very interesting because what they are biostimulatory threads, meaning that they're going to stimulate your body's ability to grow collagen. So just like if we were going to inject something like Sculptra, which is going to be almost like a fertilizer for your body to start growing your own body's collagen, these threads do the same thing. Now, the threads are extremely thin. They're as fine as a hair, if not even finer than that. So you can put literally hundreds of these into an area like an arm or around a knee or a thigh if you're really trying to stimulate some collagen production to try to get that skin in that area to look more youthful and thicker, etc. A lot of patients have been using them in their neck, around their face, in a multitude of areas. And there really isn't any downside to it because we're placing it in such a superficial or a close proximity to the actual skin that when you put it in over the course of a little bit of time, it's going to literally dissolve and you won't even really know it was there. But over the course of time, those areas will become more youthful because the dermis and that skin is going to look thicker and actually more wrinkle-free. So, why am I so excited about these new ones? Well, along with these biostimulatory threads, there is another classification of these threads. And these threads have barbed suture as the thread. Let me explain to you what I mean by that, because it sounds like it would be harsh or it sounds like it's going to hurt, but it really doesn't. And here's why. The thread becomes etched along its entire length so that there are little cutouts so that these barbs or these areas that a little bits of the actual thread has been removed can hook on to the tissue as you pull it through the skin. And if you've engaged the proper tissues, you will definitely see in front of your eyes a neck lift or a facelift. And it's an amazing thing. The problem is that because these threads obviously can't be too thick, and because the barbs are a thinned out version of that thread or that suture, they don't hold the tissue for as long as you would like it to. This is where the new one that's coming into play this week is going to be a game changer, because these threads are not barbed. They actually have a trapezoid appearance on the actual thread. And just like it's supposed to do with the actual barbs, when you pull these through the tissue, it's going to lift and suspend the tissues. But because these trapezoid type of appearances to the thread are incrementally placed, it won't allow the tissues to drop off of them as easily. Therefore, you'll have a much longer lasting result. And here's the beauty of it all. These are also dissolvable and also biostimulatory. So not only are you going to get the benefit of the lift because it is suspending the tissues, but as these threads start to dissolve, it's going to stimulate your body's collagen production. And I think because of that, it's going to be a tremendous 1-2 punch for what we want to do here. So many of you have come in that are really too early on to really have what I think should be a facelift, neck lift. Now, I'm sure if you went to other practices, they may still want to do one, but in my world, I would much rather you have other procedures done before you really need to have that type of a procedure. But listen, there's still so many of you that come in that say you want to have a more lifted, youthful appearance to your neck, especially. How about your jowls? How many of you out there have come in to talk to me about your jowls? Well, I actually have something now that will suspend the jowls and keep them in a good location for a year or longer. And again, with doing some other ancillary type things that you know that's my specialty, is trying to combine therapies. So if we could do these brand new threads in addition to some fillers like Voluma or some Botox around the area, so we're stopping certain muscle function from pulling against this thread lift, just imagine the looks around your eyes, your jawline, your neck that we can establish. So as you could tell from my voice, I'm very excited about this. Stay tuned for more things that are coming out about this, because we're going to be on a couple of national shows that I will let you know through our email, and we'll probably be doing a couple of podcasts about it as well. But look forward to seeing everything about the brand new thread lifts. And you could always call our office or just check out the website at daviscps.com, because starting next week, we're going to have a huge layout about what we're doing with these brand new threads. So I hope you've enjoyed this as much as I have, and wait till you see what I think is really going to be a very, very exciting new year with these new threads. So everyone, you've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.